Chapter 4. The Industrial Manager. Only the field ploughed by the farmer himself yields rich crops. Butter's proverb. Let me advise you because I am a good manager. I have learned how to earn pennies as well as millions. I do not aim to deal with people who consider business only as an occasion to make a lot of money, and having done it for 10 to 20 years, they run away with the loot in order to lead an easy life. I want to do business only with people who intend to stay in it for life, who choose it as their lifelong occupation. To such people, business certainly ensures decent living. Those who are only chasing after money will never catch up with it. Do your work honestly. Try to do it better than your neighbor. Money will then come running to you. A day has 86,400 seconds. Today's business resembles sometimes a wrestling match. The wrestlers invite the public, collect the entrance fee, and make a deal behind the curtain among themselves who will be knocked out and how soon. This is also a way to make money, but I do not consider it the right one because only one side gains. The public is entitled to an honest match, as it paid honest money. Our way, though, is more difficult. There is more noise and more troubles, but it brings wealth to both sides, to the customer, as well as to the manufacturer, and furthermore, it protects people from bankruptcy. Nothing corrupts manufacturers and businessmen, even the most gifted ones, as much as money earned too easily. Every human activity must manifest itself finally somehow in figures. A boundless number of sparkling sentences and admirable ideas could be quoted to characterize the strongest side of Butter's personality: thrift and a sense of economy. Those who insist that it was his sixth sense are maybe right. It seemed sometimes as if he was carrying a magic wand with which he detected sources spouting values everywhere. It is hardly surprising that many people, observing his constant economic successes, attributed them to favorable circumstances, lucky coincidence, or chance. In Butter's economic thinking, however, there was no place for coincidences or chances. Circumstances are never guilty of anything. It is the people who are always guilty. Circumstances either have to be controlled or adjusted to. Circumstances resemble a stick. When it hits, it is within reach, and you should grab it and start using it as your tool. To understand the circumstances is not essential in economy. What is essential is to know how to control and master. This is the living Butter, irrepressible, an economic activist with a hard glow in his steel blue eyes. Those who saw them gleam only once have never forgotten it. We did not bring about these circumstances, but I am not willing to be sorry for them either, he roared at an enterprise conference after his return from India in 1932. I am delighted with these circumstances. A dead silence all around. It seemed almost like mocking all the logically justified, reasonable options propagated daily in thousands of newspapers in all countries of the world, declaring there is no doubt about the decline of humanity and the decay of society. To hell with reason, trying to prove to me I should go and hang myself. The worse are the conditions in the world, the more we have to work. And should I have to work for nothing, I would not run away. And he was standing there, rough and with an incomprehensible lack of logic, unwilling to agree with scientists and politicians, resembling a lion chased to a blind alley. He inspired at the same time fear, admiration, and faith in his own truth. He seemed to personify the revolt of humanity against all decay, impassiveness, and madness disseminated in the economic world by wastrels and egoists who did not see further than into their own pockets. Even those who could not understand him felt that he was absolutely right, and that his truth meant to live and not to vegetate and waste away. To live a life full of hard work and denial, but also a life expecting victory in the first lines of the economic front. This picture of Butter, the fighting manager, is associated with the picture of Butter, the sowing farmer, on a mild May day, promising a good harvest. Every father should make an economic contract already with a 6-year-old son and make it possible for the boy to earn his own money in some way. A 6-year-old boy is already able enough to manage his property. Assign to a child 1 or 2 square meters of ground in a school and let him cultivate it, leaving the profit to him. He will learn more about economy this way than from books. To earn a lot, to spend wisely, to economize, that is the right program. As far as the credit business is concerned, the Americans, Ford including, are wrong. It is impossible to live on credit. It leads to bankruptcy. It is our duty to liberate our collaborators from being slaves to capital. The capital should be their slaves. We will be successful in achieving this, particularly with young people. We should teach them to control their passions and to inculcate upon them in our schools how to acquire, manage, and keep assets. Why was this teaching so effective? Why did it work not only in the enterprise and in town, but in the entire country and in the hearts of all active people as well? Because it came from a heart permanently struggling for freedom, the only freedom of our century, the economic freedom. Freedom has never been, in any century, easily attainable. It always required struggle and personal sacrifice. The life to which was leading Butter, the manager, was not easy, but it was a strong life, teaching to rely on one's own strength and collaboration, refusing gifts, subsidies, or other support as undignified for healthy, grown-up people. Charity does not help people. They must be taught to help themselves by having faith in themselves. In this respect, Thomas Butter was, and always will be, an economic revivalist of the people of which he was issued.